You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Hope, like a seed buried deep within the earth, hidden, covered by layers, disappointment, struggle, pain, buried yet stretching, growing, and becoming. Hope, like a seed becoming new life. This is why we tell the story. The birth of one called Jesus. Hope, like a new melody inspiring the deepest parts of who we are. Let us prepare a manger in our hearts for the birth of the sacred.
Long time ago, a story unfolds, the birth of Jesus Christ. An angel appeared and offered the news, Mary chosen to bear this life. Ago, a story was told, the birth of the one called Christ. We celebrate, for this is the day a Savior is born tonight.
Those who embrace their longing can rejoice in the fullness of hope. The light of the holy is within each of us, and if we pay attention, we can feel it stir. It's love that we are made for. It's the reason for our being. It fills our inmost heart space, and when nurtured, brings the Holy One to birth in each of us.
You know it will be all right.
Baby cries and it commands our attention. What does it need? What can we provide? Dear one, it's you. We hear your cry. Feed the hungry, hold the hurting, shelter the shivering, stay close to the suffering. Dear one, to your Christmas cry, we answer yes. We're filled with awe at a love whose only condition is to be received. This gift is not for the proud, for they have no room to receive it. The strong and self-sufficient don't know there's so much more. This yearning goes deeper than human thinking. It draws us to seek that for which we long. So whatever our station, our lives are a journey for the mists of there and then to the hope of here and now.
Thank you.
Our spirits are moved by the mystery of the divine. Our souls are filled with anticipation. And we lift our voices. We stand and celebrate because Christmas prayers are best done singing.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information on our faith community or to support this outreach with a donation, be sure to visit us online at www.reachtouchteach.com.